To the Return to Earth podcast. I'm your host, Monica Neese Jenkins. In this, the first episode, I would like to welcome one and all to what I hope is an interesting journey we will take together. In this podcast, we will explore proposed and ongoing solutions to our climate crisis. What is happening to move us forward and away from the tipping point in this crisis? And what projects are underway that could help in moving us back to a more livable planet? If you are looking for inspiration and hope, I highly recommend Paul Hawkins' Drawdown. It is a collection of the 100 best solutions to the climate crisis underway right now, or when this was first written. When this resource appeared on the scene in 2017, I was deep into lobbying Congress and acting to stop new construction of multiple oil pipelines. None of my work and the work of my colleagues seemed to be moving the dial on any of that at the time. Reading that real, verifiable, and concrete change was underway, despite the inaction of our political and civil leaders, was balm for my spirit. And it still is. See the links to this important work in the show notes. So what's with that name? I chose Return to Earth because in my mind, we all collectively need to come down to Earth and how we move forward. Return to the Earth of earlier, more simple times. Churning through water, earth, and air like there is no tomorrow is no longer sane to do. We share these resources across the planet with other humans, animals, birds, insects. We need to leave that hubris behind where we thought we were top of the food chain and had carte blanche to do what we wanted. We need to lose the idea that our wings are good enough to fly as close as we want to the sun. I'm looking at you, Icarus. I do think the Icarus myth is highly apropos to the situation we are now facing. But, unlike Icarus, I think we still have time to make wiser choices. It's this current generation of humans who must make amends, adjust our lives, readjust our way of seeing our role here on Earth. We are part of this Earth. We are part of nature, not separate from it. Strange as it may seem, that's a novel consideration for this generation of humans. What we do to the planet, to our yards, our towns, cities, farms, lakes, rivers, oceans, we are doing to ourselves. I will interview those involved with regenerative farming, renewable energy, new building materials, interesting ways to pull the carbon out of the atmosphere. You get the drift. I am voraciously curious about all of this, and I will attempt to explore all aspects, good and bad, of whatever solution is being explored. I was trained with Al Gore's Climate Reality Group more than 10 years ago, and I consider this to be in line with what we were taught at that time. You, my ideal listener, understands the climate crisis is a real thing. It's science-based, and that we are not going to debate that here. If you really think that it's not real, you need to explore more on that topic on your own, as you owe it to your kids, your parents, and the greater community to be up to date on the reality of it and get the facts. Will we make it in time? I think so, most days. But that's the end of the story. Do not read the last page first. That's what a lot of climate pessimists would have you do with their own version of what may happen. We do not know how this story will end. Too many twists and turns until we get that denouement. But do start paying attention. Read. Think. Act. You have a role to play. Which one will that be? May this work help you find hope, inspiration, and a way forward on your own path to addressing this crisis in your life, in your community. I will see you in our next episode. Until then, this is Monica Neese Jenkins for the Return to Earth podcast. This podcast is written and produced by me, Monica Neese Jenkins. Copyright Jenkins Voice. Theme music, With the Greatest Will, was purchased under license from Taizo Audio. All other media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Please leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening.